I wanted to use this opportunity to say how delighted we are at Switzerland that we could host this fourth capital level meeting of the Women, Peace and Security Focal Points Network in Geneva with its multilateral ecosystem. We think it was the perfect fit with the overall co-chairship theme that highlights the importance of cooperation and multi-stakeholder action to advance the implementation of the Women, Peace and Security agenda. I'm also glad that we were able to gather so many of you in person and still have the opportunity to have colleagues joining virtually. Your presence, I would say, gave us a positive boost and enabled substantial discussions, so thank you for that. These discussions have been reflected in the joint communique, a copy of which has been circulated this morning. The communique has sought to be reflective of the discussions in the working group, and we are trying to stay true to that. So we asked the co-moderators in the three working groups to come up with three salient recommendations that build on the ones previously made by the network and that also move the conversation forward. And just a small addition to the version that was circulated as a handout this morning, in the preamble, some of you have made us aware that the word security is missing in peace and humanitarian processes. We did not drop it, it was just an oversight, which has been corrected. So you will find it in the electronic copy that has been circulated by now. We invite you to give us feedback on the joint communique, and please do so by this coming Tuesday, 24th of May. And we would kindly ask you to give us your red lines and suggest language around it. Please do not add recommendations. All the recommendations that were mentioned and discussed in the working groups will be included in a comprehensive report that will be distributed at a later stage. And we aim to finalize the joint communique by the end of next week, so we have an ambitious time plan in front of us. Lastly, I would not want to miss this opportunity to say thank you for the great support to our Troika members, Canada and Uruguay. As to our co-chair of South Africa, Charlotte, exchanging and discussing the ideas around the co-chairship with you about the priorities around participation and protection and the change we want to see in peace processes has been very inspirational. So thank you for making this cooperation a substantial one. And of course, our great thanks goes to UN Women and to our tireless Harriet for all the hard work and support to the co-chairship. And a big thank you also to my Swiss colleagues who helped make this event a reality, and in particular to my colleague Roth. And finally, I would like to say that Switzerland, as a candidate to the UN Security Council, we will stay true to our engagement on the WPS agenda. So let me finish by saying that thank you to all of you focal points, civil society experts who have been here with us and have contributed with your knowledge and wisdom and in a cooperative spirit to our joint endeavor to advance women, peace and security. Thank you.